The votes have been tallied and the initial results show the Cowichan Valley riding has been won by the NDP. The riding's next MLA will be Deborah Toporowski, who won a back-and-forth battle with the Conservatives' John Cowrie. "My campaign was driven by people power," she said. "I have an amazing team that was behind me. And this is incredible. It's been very wonderful." Toporowski said she was overwhelmed and exhausted but just kept working. "We kept going and going all day today and to get that vote out, and it paid off. And I just want to say that I'm going to do Cowichan Valley very proud." Cowrie, who lost by 726 votes, told his supporters on election night that nobody worked as hard as they did during the campaign. "Deborah Toporowski read from a script while we spoke from the heart," he said. "She didn't do a fraction of the work we did. We had to deal with a lot of trash talk and smears from the NDP, but we stuck to the high road and issues and only attacked to defend ourselves from the lies of the NDP. The Cowichan Valley riding was projected to be a three-horse race between the Conservative Party, the BC-NDP and Green Party, but with incumbent party leader Sonia Furstenau leaving the valley to run in the Victoria Beacon Hill riding, the Greens quickly fell out of the race in Cowichan. Even so, they were proud of their efforts. "It feels really amazing to have everyone here and to have this support," said Lockwood from her watch party in Cobble Hill, where more than 50 supporters gathered to be with their candidate for an upbeat pizza party celebration. "The campaign overall has just been a phenomenal experience, especially working with all the group of volunteers who came forward out of the woodwork. It's truly touching and amazing to see how much people care about the environment, and to see how much they want to see change, and how much this earth and these policies mean to them. This campaign was certainly not run alone." With the Greens out, it was a true nail-biter between the Conservatives and NDP, with the lead flip-flopping seemingly with every ballot box counted. The initial results reported by Elections BC early in the night showed Cowrie with the lead with 1,396 votes for 40.06% of the votes and Toporowski in second with 1,146 votes after the first 5 of 27 polls reported. With 9 of 27 polls reported, Cowrie led Toporowski 2,314 to 2,215. Lockwood joined the race at that point, posting 1,231 votes. After 12 of 27 polls were counted, Toporowski had taken the lead with 3,346 votes to Cowrie's 3,278. Lockwood's climb had slowed to 1,708. After 15 polls had reported, Cowrie was back on top, by just 39 votes, and Toporowski was second. The lead was short-lived, though, as the next three polls reporting propelled Toporowski back on top with 4,451 to Cowrie's 4,327. After 20 of 27 polls reported, NDP's Toporowski extended her lead over Conservatives' Cowrie by 225, 5,026 to 4,801. Lockwood had 2,500 for the Greens. By the time 23 polls had been counted, Toporowski was leading by nearly 1,050 votes. That dropped to an 875-vote lead after 24 of 27 boxes were counted, and just over 700 after 25 of the 27 boxes were accounted for. After 27 of 27 boxes were counted, the initial final tally had Toporowski on top with 726 more votes than Cowrie with 11,425 for 40.35% of the votes. Cowrie had 10,699 for 37.79%, Lockwood, with 5,599 for 19.77%, Haythorne Thwaite with 335 for 1.18% and Coleman with 256 for 0.9% of all votes cast. The final count will begin on October 26 to confirm the results. Also running in the Cowichan Valley riding this election were Eden Haythorne Thwaite, Independent Socialist, and John Coleman, unaffiliated. Coleman said the people have spoken and the best person won because that was the will of the region. Earning less than 1% of the votes, Coleman was originally going to be the BC United candidate for the riding until the party folded its campaign. He said it won't be his last foray into politics. I came forward because I think the feedback was there was no center-right seat, and as an unaffiliated, independent candidate, that was me standing up and being a voice for the Cowichan Valley, he said. People were starting to get the message late and understanding that I'm trying to stand up for this valley, look out for our taxes, the overspending, and trying to keep it local. I think a lot of people started hearing that message late, and I'm very happy for all the support. Haythorn Thwaite isn't going anywhere either. There were no surprises really, Haythorn Thwaite said from the Duncan United Church, where she gathered with her supporters. The campaign was fabulous, and I had one of the best teams behind me that were very dedicated and selfless, and were there for each other. This is just the beginning for us, and we are not planning on going anywhere, and I hope people will keep an eye on us in the future. With files from Chad Cawson, Robert Barron, and Morgan Brayton.